If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
We're talking today about the food romance connection, how food actually affects your love life. And right before I went to the break, I was talking about Takotsubo, I'm assuming I'm pronouncing it correctly, Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. It's actually called broken heart syndrome. And what happens is when you have stress, when you're under stress, like a broken heart, your vagus nerve is overstimulated, and that can cause problems in the brain, and it can cause problems with the left ventricle of the heart. So ultimately, you could die of a broken heart. And the reason is that we go into what's called a sympathetic mode. There's two types of nerves in your body. One speeds you up, one slows you down. And the sympathetic mode is when we're just so stressed out. We can't sleep, we can't eat, we can't go to the bathroom. Because all those things, eating, sleeping, going to the bathroom, romance, are parasympathetic functions. It happens when you're relaxed. When you're in a sympathetic mode, you can't do those things very well. And so when you're stuck in a sympathetic mode, you start to see the telltale signs of sympathetic overstimulation. Chest pain, tightness in the chest, difficulty breathing. So what we need to do is then, if we're having these conditions, like a broken heart, we need to shift to the parasympathetic mode. And there are certain little tricks you can do to get there. One of them is getting your shoulders massaged. Because the shoulders are innervated by the spinal accessory nerve, which is a major parasympathetic nerve, which is why it's nice to get a massage. Makes you feel good, makes you relax, also kind of gets you in the mood. I mean, how many silly people have used that excuse, right? Ooh, how about I just give you a massage? I just want to give you a massage. That's all, just a massage. Yeah, right. You know where we're going with this. So stimulating the parasympathetics helps put you in the mood, and stimulating the shoulders works real well for that. Also, putting a hot pack across your abdomen. That'll increase circulation to your digestive system, which is also a parasympathetic function. And so that's another trick that you can do to kick in the parasympathetic nervous system. Breathing, of course, meditation is excellent for that. Yoga is excellent for that. And these are the things that can help kick in your parasympathetics and help take the stress off the heart. So we want to heal that broken heart as quickly as possible, and the best way to do that is by stimulating the parasympathetics and then eating a good diet. Because if you're eating bad foods, that has stress on the digestive system, which is going to put more stress on the vagus nerve, which is the reason you have Takotsubo cardiomyopathy to begin with. So more of a plant-based diet, more fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, staying away from the alcohol, the meat, the sugar, the dairy, the coffee, the soda, the artificial sweetener, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas. So, as it was Barry Gibb, right? How do you mend a broken heart? The Bee Gees? Well, this is how you mend a broken heart. I just gave you the physiological rationale behind doing that. Also, as a chiropractor, I would always check the nerve supply to the heart, which the main supply is right at the base of the neck, right where the neck kind of meets the upper back. So I would check there for pinched nerves, because that's the nerve supply to the heart as well. Open up the nerve supply, take the stress off the vagus nerve, kick in the parasympathetics, eating a plant-based diet. At least have Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Now, those are supplements everyone should be taking. And at the least, that's the minimum amount of nutrients you should be taking. I take other supplements as well every day. I take omega-3 fatty acids. I take vitamin D3 with K2. Those are on my website, drjoeesposito.com. I'll take digestive enzymes if I'm eating a meal that's mostly cooked. Like if I'm going out for Indian food or something along those lines, I'll take digestive enzymes because raw food has enzymes in it. I make sure that I'm getting enough vitamin D is in the winter. In the summer, I don't really take a lot of vitamin D. But you need to take these supplements every day if your goal is to stay healthy, because we don't live a life that we used to. We're not out in the soil farming, touching the soil. We're getting probiotics and good bacteria into our skin. Our foods are commercially grown now, many times in depleted soil. They're shipped for days on end before you get them, so the nutrients break down. So at least Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Those are two powders, raw fruits and vegetables, prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, a complete multivitamin, alkalizes the system, loaded with minerals, gives you iodine for your thyroid and other organs. I could do 2 hours on just Super Greens and Essential Source, how vital they are for minimum amount baseline health. So go to my website. You can get them there, drjoeesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe. Also available on Amazon if you have an Amazon account. And all my supplements are on Amazon as well. And my books. If you haven't read my books yet, you need to, because they're really good books. Eating Right for the Health of It, Prescription for Extreme Health. Really good books, really good guidelines to get well. So let's keep talking about food romance connection. If you're going to have a cup of coffee, probably not a good idea. The reason is coffee increases something called homocysteine. Now, homocysteine is something that can actually help cholesterol stick to your artery walls. So when you get your blood test done, I'd recommend you get your cholesterol, overall cholesterol done. Also get your C-reactive protein tested, because that determines how much inflammation there is in your body. And then I'd also get the homocysteine tested. And homocysteine, it's funny, because years ago, it was never really talked about. And I talked about it, told all my patients to get it done. And now we're seeing that it's some standard blood panels are showing up with homocysteine on them. So once again, Dr. Joe was right, and just follow Dr. Joe's advice, and you'll probably do pretty well. Coffee's an acid. It robs your body of calcium. Coffee's a diuretic. It makes you pee, stimulates your bowels. You really don't want to have to have a bathroom emergency in the middle of a romantic evening. Kind of takes the wind out of your sails. If you put sugar in there, sugar weakens your immune system. In my book, Prescription for Extreme Health, which, by the way, you should be reading. If you're not, you need to get it and read it. We talk about how sugar weakens the immune system. And if you have a white blood cell, on average, that white blood cell can kill off about 14 pathogens or bad guys before it dies. If you drink a can of soda, within a very short period of time, that same blood cell can only kill off one pathogen before it dies. Pretty wild stuff, huh? So you really want to get these things fixed and stop causing the problems by eating sugar. If you do artificial sweetener, even worse. Artificial sweetener has an adverse effect on the brain, has an adverse effect on the immune system, makes you hungry, wants you to eat more bad food. I can go on and on and on about artificial sweetener. And I have a whole chapter about that in my book, Prescription for Extreme Health. So stay away from your artificial sweeteners. If you have to do something sweet, I recommend stevia. That would be a much better choice. Make sure it's a pure organic stevia if you can get it. That's the kind I use. Because the other stuff might be cut or diluted with genetically modified corn products like maltodextrin. So I wouldn't do that. Dessert, going to have some cheesecake. Well, sugar, we talked about, weakens the immune system. Dairy products, precursor to estrogen, also can lead to things like hardening of the arteries. Too much food. This is the other thing. You can only eat so much food. Your stomach is about the size of your fist. And it's a muscle, so it can stretch. But take all the food that you ate at your romantic meal and look at it. And think, how is it going to fit into this little tiny pouch called my stomach? Number one consumer of energy is romance. Number two consumer of energy is digestion. So eating too much food, even if it's good food, is not something you want to consider. Now, if we're having a romantic dinner, we might consider chocolate. Now, I'm going to say something nice about chocolate. Isn't that amazing? When it comes to chocolate, if you do small amounts of raw organic chocolate, they have a chemical in it called phenylethylamines, PEAs. Now, phenylethylamines are chemicals in your brain that are released when you're in love. So wouldn't it be nice to get those chemicals jump-started? And we can do that by eating chocolate. That's probably why we give chocolate on Valentine's Day. As a man, I just assume I screwed up. I don't know how or why many times. So I just say, you know what, honey, here's some chocolate. Please eat this and don't get mad at me. And so my whole life, I didn't realize what we were doing when men gave chocolate. But that's a joke. I'm only kidding. But yeah, I mean, it does work because people feel more amorous because they're eating the chocolate. Again, small amounts of raw, not raw, but organic chocolate. Raw is great too. Cocoa versus cacao. Side note. Cacao, you may have seen that listed, is raw cocoa beans. Cocoa is toasted cocoa beans. Or chocolate beans, I guess I should say. So cacao is raw, better choice if you can get it. It's not very commercially used, but if you can do that, it's a much better choice. Bread and butter, again, simple carbs, going to spike your sugar, weaken your immune system, probably not something you want to do. Butter, we talked about that already. If it's going to do it, you got to do organic. I'm assuming you don't smoke. Say yes. Okay. I used to say that you get 100 billion free radicals in every puff of cigarettes. Free radicals are like Pac-Man. They attack your body and eat away at your body. And I was wrong. I said this for years, and then there's new research that says you don't get 100 billion free radicals per puff. You get 100 trillion free radicals per puff. Per puff. That goes for secondhand smoke, too. So you're sucking in these things that literally eat away or chomp away at your connective tissue and your lungs and your blood vessels and your reproductive organs. And you need good blood flow for romance. And smoking can certainly knock the wind out of your sail. I'll try to keep that same analogy going here if you don't understand what I'm saying. So if you smoke, you really need to stop. And I'm probably going to do a little, I have notes, I have show notes everywhere. I have so many shows lined up already. And one of them is on quitting smoking. I may have to do that pretty soon, actually. But you're just sucking nutrients out of your body if you smoke. So I'd strongly advise you don't do that. Of course, that would be a wise thing to do. Other reasons you may not have a romantic ending to your perfect evening. Well, fatigue, of course, we talked about that. And the animal products and the saturated fats really make you tired. And here's a little test you can do. Tomorrow or today, whatever, for lunch, I want you to have a big salad. And I want you to have lettuce and cucumbers and avocados and tomatoes and maybe some raw organic apple cider vinegar dressing. And notice how you feel. You're going to feel great. In fact, my lunch almost every day is a salad. You feel great, get lots of nutrients, light, gives you water, you need fluid in your body, feeling good. The next day, I want you to have two slices of pepperoni pizza, which has gluten in it, which, of course, gluten has gliadin and glutenin, and gliadin and glutenin are highly toxic chemicals, and they can cause allergic reactions and inflammation, so I'd stay away from that. The cheese and the pepperoni, of course, would be a lot of saturated fats, steroids, chemicals, hormones, antibiotics, pesticides, herbicides, tranquilizers. If they're not organic, you run the chance of having them there. So you might want to consider not that, but that's not even the whole reason. We're talking about fatigue at this point. Notice how you feel after you eat two slices of pepperoni pizza. Give me an hour. How are you going to feel? You're going to be exhausted. So why would you want to eat something that's going to knock you out and ruin your day? My thought process is this. 24 hours in a day, 8 hours for sleep, hopefully. A couple of hours for playtime, a couple hours for work. Well, that playtime is important to me. I like my playtime. And so I want to get as much playtime in as I can. And if I'm tired at the end of my day at work, I'm not going to get in my playtime. So whatever you consider playtime, that's your definition. I'll let you decide. But you want to keep your energy up high. And a lot of that has to do with what you're eating. Also, a lot of folks are dehydrated. You're just not drinking enough fluids. So get more fluid into the body. Water is going to be your key. 6, 8, 10 glasses of water a day. Do it for a couple of days. See if your energy goes up. It will. And you'll say, oh, Dr. Joe was right. Well, of course I'm right. I wouldn't be telling you this stuff if it wasn't right. If I haven't experimented on myself to make sure it works. And of course it does. So fatigue can have a big issue. Stress. We talked about stress, the vagus nerve, overstimulation. That can cause the broken heart syndrome. So if you have stress, find out where the stress is coming from and then see what you can do about it. I know a friend recently, she called me up and I can't take my job anymore. I hate it. I'm just overworking. I sit in front of a computer screen all day. I just don't like it. I can't do it anymore. I don't know what to do. And she got a good job. And I said, okay, so what would make you happy? What balance can you find in your life? I really want to spend more time with my grandson. Okay, so pick a night and make it, you know, grandson night. Okay, well, I want to spend time with my boyfriend. Okay, talk to your boyfriend and arrange times. Plan a date. If that's what you want, do it. And if you have to maybe stay out late one night, maybe you can stay late the next night at work if you have to put your hours in. Find out what's going to help you strike the balance. And when you strike that balance, life gets a lot more fun. And no, she does eat a good diet. I have to give her that. But her job was really stressing her out, which was then affecting her life outside of job. So find out what it is and do it. She likes doing yoga. Well, go do yoga. You know, say, listen, on Tuesday nights or whatever, I got to go do yoga. If you're if you have nerve damage, that this can affect it. If you have a pinched nerve in the low back, that's the nerve that controls your back, hips, legs, knees, and ankles. But that nerve also controls your colon, sex organs, and bladder. So you might have gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, urinary, sexual problems. Big cause of romantic issues. pinched nerves in the low back for men and women. Even sometimes can't make babies. We've had a lot of patients get them a chiropractor over the years. When you start adjusting them, women start their menstrual cycle again, women get pregnant, men start functioning again, and everybody's happy. And I always laugh, and I said, yeah, your spouse is going to be sending me flowers. And I joke, however, it's happened many times over the years. Getting flowers because we fix problems. So consider that. This is something no one ever thinks about, pinched nerves. So if you have back pain, you have a pinched nerve. What's causing that pinched nerve, we'd have to determine it, but if it's pinching a nerve that goes into your colon, sex organs, and bladder, those organs can't work right. And I know a lot of you right now think, Dr. Joe, you're talking about me. How did you know that? You know, I was fine until I hurt my back at work, and ever since then, things aren't like they used to be. I know. I've been doing this for a long time now. So consider pinched nerves as being an issue as to why your body may not be functioning at its optimum level. If you're doing drugs, legal or illegal, that certainly can adversely affect your body. So consider that as well. And body odors is a biggie too. We don't want to be with somebody who has bad hygiene. So taking a shower is not a bad idea. However, if you're eating a bad diet, chances are you're going to have problems. I had a friend of mine who's a vegan, and she said too, she goes, you know, even when I go to the bathroom, it doesn't stink like it used to. And boy, there's one girl at work, oh my God, I don't know what she's eating, but nobody can go in the bathroom hours after she's in there. So if you're eating a good, healthy diet, a high-fiber, plant-based diet, the chances are you're going to stink a lot less from all aspects of your life. So folks, if you want to come see us as patients, again, I'm a chiropractor. My team of doctors were chiropractors. We work with many other doctors. So we have a team of doctors we all work with. So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I mean this, if you're ready to get well, if you're not ready to get well, don't go to my website and make an appointment. I want people who are serious about making the commitment. The average treatment plan in our offices is about 60 days, about 6 to 8 weeks. That's it. And then after that, we may talk about a maintenance program, but we work on your nervous system. We work on your digestive system. We put together a nutritional plan for you. We may recommend supplements, at least Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Do it. I always tell people, do this. If it doesn't work, well, it didn't work. Bummer. But if it does work, which it will in most cases, you'll be very happy. And you'll say, why didn't I do this sooner? And I want you, I don't want you to be one of those patients. I want you to be healthy now. 26,960 days in the average life. Take advantage of it. Because you're going to be mad at yourself, I promise you, if you get fixed and you didn't do it sooner. So go to my website, make your appointment right now for your family, your friends, and your children. DrJoeEsposito.com or just Google Dr. Joe, number one Dr. Joe in the world. You can do it online. You can call us. We accept people with all insurances, no insurances, car accidents, Medicare. We want to be your doctors. And we can't do it unless you're here. So go to website right now, DrJoeEsposito.com, book the appointment, and we will see you soon. So I want to, as we start to wrap up here, a few things. By the way, folks, if you're not taking Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source, you need to be doing that. Go to my website, DrJoeEsposito.com or Amazon. We have a whole line of supplements there, and we have 11 or 12 supplements I've created now. My books are there. Get on the supplements, get on a good diet, get your spine working properly, fix the acid reflux and the heartburn. If you can, come in and let us work on that. And be amazed. And be mad that you didn't get well sooner, because you will be. So the Super Greens, the Essential Source, all the supplements on my website, DrJoeEsposito.com or on Amazon as well. So get out there and do it. So as we wrap up, let's talk about foods you can eat. So Cupid's Culinary Choices, I'll call them. The food you might want to add to your diet, not only on a romantic evening, but on all evenings so that every evening can be romantic. Asparagus and cucumbers. They're loaded with organic calcium, vitamin E, phosphorus, and these help build your hormones. You need the raw materials to build your hormones. Most of you are not giving your body the raw materials. That's why you're not working right. Hot peppers. Hot peppers are vasodilators. They open up your blood vessels, increasing circulation. You know, hot summer nights, well, spicy foods can help that as well. Avocados and artichokes, they're high in essential fatty acids, and that means you have the raw materials to build your hormones. You need fats to build your hormones. Celery, spinach, and figs, very alkalizing to the system, loaded with minerals. And the minerals are necessary for normal brain function, for normal nervous system function, and for normal hormone production and other function as well. Ginger and ginkgo biloba are vasodilators and can be considered aphrodisiacs. They open up your blood supply. I have a product out on my website, DrJoeEsposito.com, and it's a nitric oxide booster. Nitric oxide is the chemical that opens up your blood vessels and increases circulation. So, gentlemen and ladies, as we get older, if our circulation isn't what it used to be, check the nerve supply to the low back or all the organs. You can take the nitric oxide booster to open up your blood vessels. May help with blood pressure too, because it opens up the blood vessels. Increases circulation everywhere. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. See, I'm trying to take care of you guys. Super Greens, an essential source, minimum. Vitamin D3 with vitamin K2. You need that. Helps build bones, helps the nervous system work. That's on the website too, or on Amazon if you want to go there. Ginseng. Siberian ginseng, not as potent as Asian ginseng or Korean ginseng. It increases, this is interesting too, ginseng has been shown to increase sperm production and testosterone. Give you a little boost of energy, maybe get you off your coffee and on your ginseng. How about that? Oysters, we talked about those earlier, very acidic, high in chemicals. They are high in zinc, but if you want to get zinc, just eat a couple of handfuls of nuts every day, which is what I do. See, do what Dr. Joe does. Water, you got to eat the water. We talked about that. Raw fruits and vegetables, absolutely positively vital to give you the raw enzymes. That's why a salad for a romantic dinner is much better than steak and lobster. The other supplements you might want to consider, Yohimbe. Yohimbe is also known as a frisker-upper, if that's a real word, an aphrodisiac. Whole food supplements like Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source. You want to get the whole food supplements into your body. Beets. Red beets are high in nitrates, which convert into nitric oxide. So beets would be something you could add to your diet. Better still, arugula. If you've never had arugula, it's awesome. A lot of people listen to the show. Try arugula. I don't want to say bitter, but it has a great flavor to it. I love it. And it's loaded with nitrates, which then convert into nitric oxide, which opens up your blood vessels, and you're a superstar. And people thinking, wow, man, you're acting like you did when you were young. Well, yeah, kind of are, because you're fighting age by doing the right types of supplements. Citrulline, that's the product I was talking about. Citrulline is found in watermelon. So citrulline converts into nitric oxide as well. And we have the nitric oxide supplement on our website, drjoesposito.com, along with what? Super Greens, an essential source, and a ton of other supplements there. Stay away from high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup converts into uric acid. Uric acid gets in your joints and it hurts. And as a chiropractor, I'm big on pain management. I'm board certified in pain management, actually. And uric acid prevents nitric oxide production, which you need for good circulation. So a couple of things real quick as we start to wrap up. Erogenous zones. Erogenous zones are parts of your body that are very sensitive and enjoy being stimulated. And those are where blood vessels and nerves are close to the skin. So a couple of tricks. I shouldn't give you all my tricks, should I here? The nape of the neck, right where the neck meets the collarbone and along the side of the neck, all the sternocleidomastoideus muscle. Lots of blood vessels, lots of nerves there. Very stimulating. Inside of the elbows, back of the knees. Lots of blood vessels there. The scalp, just massaging the scalp. The eyes, the lips, of course, obviously. Lots of blood vessels, lots of nerves. So working on the areas of the body that have good nerve and blood supply are very good. Your toes, by the way, too, if that's something you're interested in. But in between the toes and in between your fingers, with the kind of the webs, a lot of blood vessels and nerves in there. If you can do massage, we talked about the trapezius muscle is very good. Try those erogenous zones. Go gentle. Go slow. If you're going to use oils, make sure they're good natural oils like organic coconut oil, organic avocado oil, which may have a strange avocado odor to it. If you want to scent the oils, make sure you're using essential oils and not artificial scents, which brings me back to the candles, which I started about an hour ago. I teased you an hour ago on this. If you're going to burn candles, they need to be soy or beeswax. Don't use candles with artificial scents in them because the artificial scents have endocrine disrupting chemicals called phthalates, which can actually increase your estrogen, essentially lowering the ratio to your testosterone. Not a good idea. Putting on a fan is a good idea because, again, the body loves to be stimulated. The nerves in the body love stimulation. So if it's a hot summer night, by putting on a fan, the air is going to stimulate your entire body. And just a little extra tip there. See, I'm giving you all these little tips. You can put them together. Now, if you're just tuning in, you missed an amazing show. Go to my website. We're going to archive this and hundreds of hours of other shows, drjoesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe, number one Dr. Joe in the world. We archive hundreds of over 1,000 hours of radio shows there. Pick the topics that you like. Listen to them. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. We send out a lot of good information there. Get your Super Greens. Get your Essential Source, your vitamin D with K2 in it, your nitric oxide booster, other supplements, enzymes. They're all on the website, drjoesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe, number one Dr. Joe in the world. Also available on Amazon if you have an Amazon account. If you want to make an appointment, if you have questions, you can do that through the website as well. We are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for you. And if you have questions, send them to me through the website. I'm more than happy to answer your questions for you because my team of doctors and I, we want to help get you well and keep you well. That's our job. And that's why we give you all this information every day, 24 hours a day, because today we talked about food romance and how food affects your love life. Trust me on this. And I can give you recommendations if you'd like or testimonials. Change your diet. Get the nervous system working properly. Check those pinched nerves and get them unpinched. Get the digestive system working. You and everyone in your life, no matter what relationship you have with that person, is going to be a lot happier. And if you want to make an appointment to come see us, the website, again, drjoeesposito.com. Do it right online. You can do it. Call us if you want. We accept all people, insurance, no insurance, car accidents, sports injuries. I've never seen a car damage where the occupants weren't. So stop suffering needlessly. Stop waiting 2 weeks, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years. So when you come in, you don't be one of those patients that say, man, I wish I'd done this sooner. So get off your little fanny, get off the couch, go to the website, make an appointment right now, drjoeesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe. That's for you, your friends, your family, and your children. Children need to be healthy too. Folks, thanks for listening. Tell your friends about the show. We're going to catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.